Cause that's the bottom line.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, January 6th edition of the Bottom Line Lexington Podcast. On today's show, Kentucky wins and covers the spread on Saturday versus Missouri, but the numbers say it still wasn't good enough. Tuesday night, the Cats travel to Athens, Georgia to face the Bulldogs of Georgia. The NFL playoffs continue. The college football national championship game still a week away. And we've got three unranked Trap Mac Daddy Stogie upset picks for college basketball early this week. So let's go. Kentucky 71, Missouri 59 on Saturday afternoon. Everybody says the player of the game was Nick Richards, 21 points, 12 rebounds. Yippee. Well, actually, if you look at the numbers, Emmanuel Quickley was the best player, 33 minutes, 23 points, and he could actually shoot three-pointers, 4 of 8 from the field at 3, 9 of 9 free throws. It's called the Nick and Quick Show. Yeah, that's original. Who came up with that brilliant idea? Kentucky started out lethargic, ended lethargic, but the middle 20 minutes of the game, the last 10 minutes of the first half, first 10 minutes of the second half, they won the game 37-19. But the big story of this game, Ashton Hagans, who has been their best player this year, if you look at efficiency ratings, injured his ankle, or at least so they say, because it sure looked like an Achilles injury. It looked a lot like that Kevin Durant injury from back during the NBA playoffs last year, but I digress. They say he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. Would I be shocked if he was out more than a couple of weeks? Not at all. Would I be shocked if this was something more and he was out the rest of the year? Not at all. They say a couple of weeks. I say they're being generous. So good luck to Ashton Hagans on the severity of his injury. But again, when he comes back on the court, I'll believe it when I see it. But that big game Saturday, oh, that was a great game, wasn't it? Well, on Saturday morning, if you look at KenPom ratings every single day during the season like I do, Kentucky was 15th in the nation in overall KenPom ratings at 19.92 points. On Sunday morning, after everybody played on Saturday, they're 19th in the nation, 19.93 points. They were passed by four teams. West Virginia, San Diego State, Florida State, Arizona, all those teams now have a better KenPom rating than Kentucky. Could you have predicted that a month ago, 6 weeks ago, right after the Michigan State game? Neither could I. So what's wrong with this team? Using the term wrong very loosely for a 10-3 team. Well, it's obvious. They can't shoot three-pointers. Three-point field goal percent is 28.5. There are 353 teams in college basketball. Kentucky ranks 335th in three-point field goal percentage. But are they alone? They're not alone. Look at Duke, probably the number one team in the nation coming up this week. They only shoot 30.8% three-pointers, and they rank 312th in the nation in three-point percentage. So if you sit there and tell me, hey, these teams can't shoot three-pointers, but that's okay. They're still the best team. Well, history has proven you've got to at least be somewhat decent to win a national championship at shooting three-pointers to win a national championship. Virginia last year, they hit 39.5%, and that only ranked 149th in America. But that's 11% more than Kentucky's hitting this year. They moved the line back a foot or so, whatever. The point is, you've got to be competitive shooting three-pointers percentage-wise to win championships when the brackets come out. If you don't, you're going to be sitting on the sidelines. So Kentucky 10-3 now travels to Georgia in their first true road game of the season. When Kentucky takes the floor on Tuesday night, there will be only one other Power 5 team in America who has not played a road game yet, and that team is Washington, coached by a Jim Boeheim disciple. And we all know how Jim Boeheim used to schedule cupcakes for 2 months before their conference season started. So what does Georgia have? Georgia beat Memphis, who was number 9 in the country on Saturday, but I can promise you right now, highly overrated if you call them the number 9 team in the nation. Their number 1 player, Anthony Edwards. No, not the guy who played Goose, not the guy from ER, or the guy from Revenge of the Nerds, or the forgotten movie Gotcha with Linda Fiorentino, a very underrated 80s classic. I digress. He was a top 5 recruit, and he's probably going in the lottery of the upcoming draft. But although he averages 18.4 points a game and 4.9 rebounds a game, he's not their best player. Rayshon Hammonds is their best player, a junior who averages 14.1 points, 9.1 rebounds. That's the guy Kentucky needs to focus on, not Anthony Edwards. That's what the numbers say. Our friend KenPom says Kentucky will win this game 72-70. ESPN BPI says Kentucky will win by 4. But let's look at John Calipari's against the spread record in certain situations. If you've gone against Calipari in his career at Kentucky, in SEC road games, if you went against him, you'd be 50-35 against the spread. That's 58.8%. That's pretty good. When Calipari is a road favorite, if you go against him, you're 39-32. That's 54.9%. That's also pretty good. In his career at Kentucky, Cal against the spread when he goes to Georgia, if you go against Calipari, you're 4-3, 57.1%. But let's look at Calipari versus his old pal Tom Crean. At least against the spread, Calipari has stuck it to his boy Tom Crean. He won against the spread last year with Crean at Georgia. Lifetime, 4-2 against the spread. But the ones everybody remembers is that upset that was replayed on ESPN ad nauseum in December of 2011 when Indiana hit a buzzer beater to defeat the Kentucky Wildcats, who were on their way to a national championship that year. Of course, Cal and the Cats got their revenge in the NCAA tournament down in Atlanta that year on their way to a national championship. And a lot of people also remember in 2016, in a second round 4-5 game of the NCAA tournament, Indiana stuck it to Kentucky that day. So no love lost on the court between Cal and Crean, although these two single-handedly basically ruined the Indiana-Kentucky rivalry by saying, we're not going to play anymore. What does Georgia do well? Well, they don't shoot three-pointers well, 31.3%. They rank 240th in the nation, but they do shoot two-pointers well. 12th in America, 56% from the field, non-three-point shots. And Georgia runs it up and down the court in terms of tempo. Their average possession, 15.5 seconds per possession. That's the 24th fastest in America. Georgia has that one quality win against Memphis, but they also have losses at Hawaii against Dayton and Michigan State, as well as a road loss against Arizona State. As we tape this on Monday morning, I'm not exactly sure what the line of this game would be. We project Kentucky to be a small favorite in this game. Anything 4 and above, you've got to take Georgia in this game. Because all the point spread records we went over with Cal just a couple of minutes ago say that Cal on the road in the SEC at Kentucky is a very bad wager. So when the point spread comes out for this game, anything Kentucky 4 or more, you got to take Georgia. Because here at the bottom line, we don't take road favorites, especially one with as bad a history against the point spread as Kentucky does under Calipari. NFL playoffs. Drew Brees and Tom Brady are out. Ryan Tannehill and Kirk Cousins are in. Yeah, that makes sense. The NFL is a quarterback league. That's what we've always been told, right? Not so much this year. Matchups already out for next week. All the home teams who had the past weekend off are all favorites in this one. Don't forget, divisional road dogs in the NFL playoffs since 2004, 38-24-1 against the spread. So you're going to be getting a lot of points. And when that happens in the NFL playoffs in this divisional round, you hit 61% against the spread. That's pretty good. Would I fault you for blindly taking all four road dogs in these playoffs? Not at all. We really like Minnesota, Houston, and Seattle. All getting points, all on the road in this divisional playoff round. But we'll have more on that later this week. College football playoff, still a week away. These point spreads all over the place. I see 6.5 LSU some places. Other places I see LSU by 5. So something we always say on this show, shop around for your best line. Right now, 76% of the tickets and 80% of the money on LSU, making Clemson a great value play in our eyes. But hey, we're still a week away because as college football brilliantly does, they play their playoffs a few days before New Year's and then their championship game a couple of weeks after New Year's. Brilliant move, but hey, next Monday night, it'll all be worth it, baby.
Greed is good.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
And now with his picks for today's games, the man who's right 52% of the time, smooth, Jimmy Apollo.
Well, I don't know. Denver.
Woohoo! Denver, yeah!
Winning's one of those rare commodities on Earth that money cannot buy. Until you called me.
Okay, it's Mac Daddy Stogie time. We've got not one, not two, but three unranked Davids who are going to take down some ranked Goliaths this week. Tonight, Monday night, West Virginia, a 1.5-point favorite at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State will pull off the upset. West Virginia, who just came from Kansas, played Kansas a tough game on Saturday. They didn't fly back to West Virginia. They stayed out in the plains, and Oklahoma State will take them down tonight. Oklahoma State over West Virginia is a 1.5-point dog Monday night. Tuesday night, I've got two games for you. No point spreads on these games yet. Number 21, Penn State travels to Rutgers. We'll take the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. This ain't football, it's basketball. We'll take Rutgers over Penn State. And a team we've been picking on so far this year, and it's worked out for us. Villanova, number 10 in the country, travels to Creighton. That's a long trip from Philadelphia to Omaha, Nebraska. Give us the Creighton Blue Jays over Villanova. Give us the unranked Creighton Blue Jays over number 10 Villanova. Then another upset special. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Your three Mac Daddy Stogie picks of the week. All straight up winners. Unranked Oklahoma State, a 1.5-point dog to number 16 West Virginia. Monday night. Tuesday night, unranked Rutgers over number 21 Penn State. And unranked Creighton over number 10 Villanova. You can take those bad boys to the desert and smoke them.
Hey, I know he came up from the gutter, but I think he's getting homesick.
We thank you for listening to the Monday, January 6th edition of the Bottom Line Lexington Podcast. As always, our sincere apologies to Cash Daniel. We ran out of time for him today. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Bottom Line Lex. You can like and subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, you name it, you can find us. And make sure to catch us later in the week. Vince Stover will join us again tomorrow on Tuesday. So thanks again for joining us, and until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours.
Listen, good luck. Cash and tickets is what it's all about. So long, everybody.